Ezra chapter 7. Now after these things, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra the son of Seraiah, the son of Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Shallum, the son of Zadok, the son of Ahitub, the son of Amariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Meraiot, the son of Zerahiah, the son of Uzzi, the son of Buki, the son of Abishua, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the chief priest. This Ezra came up from Babylon. He was a scribe skilled in the law of Moses that the Lord, the God of Israel, had given. The king granted him everything he requested, for the hand of the Lord his God was on him. Some of the Israelites and some of the priests, Levites, singers, gatekeepers, and temple servants also went up to Jerusalem in the 7th year of Artaxerxes the king. Ezra came to Jerusalem in the 5th month in the 7th year of the king. On the first day of the 1st month he began to go up from Babylon. On the first day of the 5th month he arrived at Jerusalem, for the good hand of his God was on him. For Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord, to do it and to teach its statutes and regulations in Israel. This is the copy of the letter that King Artaxerxes gave to Ezra the priest and scribe. He was a man trained in matters concerning the commandments of the Lord and his statutes for Israel. Artaxerxes, King of Kings, to Ezra the priest, the scribe of the perfect law of the God of heaven, I now make a decree that any of the people of Israel in my kingdom, along with their priests and Levites, who wants to go to Jerusalem may go with you. You are sent by the king and his 7 advisers to inquire concerning Judah and Jerusalem, according to the law of your God, which is in your hand. Also you are to take the silver and gold the king and his advisers have freely offered to the God of Israel, whose dwelling is in Jerusalem, and all the silver and gold that you may find in all the province of Babylon, along with the freewill offering of the people and the priests for the temple of their God in Jerusalem. With this money, be sure to buy bulls, rams, lambs, along with their grain offerings and their drink offerings, and sacrifice them on the altar at the temple of your God in Jerusalem. Whatever seems good to you and your brethren to do with the rest of the silver and gold, do it according to the will of your God. The vessels that are given to you for the service of the temple of your God, deliver to the God of Jerusalem. Whatever else you need for the temple of your God, which you have to supply, you may take from the royal treasury. I, Artaxerxes the king, make a decree to all the treasurers in the province west of the Euphrates River that whatever Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of the God of heaven, requests of you, let it be done with all diligence. Up to 7,500 pounds of silver, 500 bushels of wheat, and 550 gallons of wine, and 550 gallons of olive oil, and an unlimited amount of salt. Whatever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it be done exactly for the temple of the God of heaven. Why should there be wrath against the realm of the king and his sons? Also, we are notifying you that it is not lawful to impose tax, custom, or toll on any of the priests, Levites, singers, gatekeepers, temple servants, or attendants of this temple of God. Now you, Ezra, in accordance with the wisdom of your God that is in your hand, appoint magistrates and judges who may judge all the people that are in the province west of the Euphrates River, all who know the laws of your God, and instruct anyone who does not know them. Anyone who does not obey the law of your God and the law of the king, let punishment be executed on him, whether it be death, banishment, confiscation of goods, or imprisonment. Blessed be the Lord, the God of our fathers, who has put such a thing as this in the king's heart to beautify the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem, and has extended steadfast love to me before the king, his advisers, and all the king's mighty nobles. I was strengthened because the hand of the Lord my God was on me, and I gathered together the chief leaders of Israel to go up with me.